General Assistant Department, number one speaking.
Hello, this is number two.
Picking you.
The bed from the ministry.
Today we leave the civil service workers to their work, while we look upon the civil service players at play. A rehearsal of the Civil Service Operatic Society.
Now, well, come along, everyone. Let's get on with it. I mean, you over there in the corner. Quiet girls, please. Oh, I see. Yeah, quiet boys, please.
Darling, is my costume all right?
Oh, marvellous, darling, marvellous. I like you in trousers. It does something for you. But watch the makeup, dear. It's just a touch too heavy.
But, Oswald, I'm not wearing any makeup.
Oh, silly me. So, well, come along, everybody. This is the Desert Song, not the Sleeping Beauty. Drusilla, dear, you don't wear your yashmak there. Over your face, dear, your face. Yes, yes. Now, are we all ready? Where's the red shadow? Oh, it's too infuriating. Red shadow, red shadow. Oh, oh, there you are. Let me look at you. Turn around.
Something wrong?
You're not supposed to wear a bowler hat over your burnous. And the red shadow did not have a moustache. He was clean-shaven.
Then why didn't he call it the 5 o'clock shadow? Oh, jolly good.
Yes, very droll. Very droll indeed. Yes, well, you just stick around, because we're casting Charlie's Aunt next week. Now then, show your defiant little bit.
I beg your pardon?
I mean, your defiance in the face of your enemies when you're surrounded.
Oh, I see, yes. You mean like this.
Oh, I say, how gorgeous. Oh, you'll be absolutely gorgeous, I can tell. I can see it all. We present... What was your name again?
Lennox Brown.
Yes. We present Lennox Brown as the Red Shadow in... Lennox Brown? Sounds a bit peculiar, doesn't it?
You speak for yourself.
I see. What's your first name?
Roland.
I see. We present Lennox Brown as the Red Shadow in the Desert Song. This is going to be a super production. Oh, I can't wait to get you on a camel.
That's original, if nothing else, anyway. A camel? Do you mean a real camel?
Oh, of course. Nothing but the real thing in Ozzy Allsop's production.
You must give me a ring when you're putting on Noah's Ark.
Yes. I see. Well, I'll have you know that I'm the most experienced producer in the government service. Do you know what I produce for the customs and immigration people?
Oh, what?
My passport. Yes, just my little joke, you know. But come along now. I can't stand here keeping you in fits forever, can I?
Oh, very true.
No. This is the big love scene. Red Shadow, you come into a tent, and there is Drusilla lying on silken cushions, awaiting your pleasure.
Oh, we'll have to rehearse this pretty thoroughly, won't we?
Yes. But suddenly she takes fright. She leaps to her feet and flees like a startled gazelle.
She's found out I'm married.
Please, Roland, stay with the script. The Red Shadow is not married, but he knows what it's all about. Two swift bounds carry him across the tent, and he grabs her by the draperies.
I beg your pardon.
Oh. Why?
Well, she's going to get some more if I tear them.
Roland, please, we must get on. And cast, do remember, wherever we go, we must live our parts, mustn't we?
Wherever we go? You mean at the office?
Everywhere.
You don't know the General Assistance Department.
Now, look, Mildred, there are 8 working days left at the end of the month, right?
Right, Mr. Lamb.
Now, 8D times 4SF times 10B equals the minimum supply needed for survival.
In a moonshot capsule?
No, in the tea caddy. Now, this is the formula, you see, to work out how much tea we need to last us till our next issue at the beginning of the month.
Blimey, a poor man's Albert Einstein.
Mildred, it's the number of days left in the month multiplied by teaspoons full per brew multiplied by the number of brews per day. 8D multiplied by 4SF multiplied by 10B.
And how much are we short, Mr. Lamb?
It's difficult to tell, Mildred. I can't quite judge the level.
Why not?
Well, because Mr. Lennox Brown keeps his tobacco pouch in the bottom of the tea caddy.
Well, then, you'll just have to use your thingy as a dipstick.
It'll get all bunged up if I do that. And it's the only one I've got. I've ruined 2 ballpoints already this month.
Well, then, let's use Mr. LB's scout knife. No, the one he used to spike his memos to the desk with.
Good idea, Mildred. Where is it?
It's stuck right between Sir Gregory's eyes.
What are you saying, Mildred? Mildred, no. I can't bear to think about it. Number one, a murderer?
No, Mr. Lamb. Between Sir Gregory's eyes in that newspaper picture on the tea cupboard door.
Pity. We could have had a day off for the funeral. There we are. Now, if I plunge the knife into the tea and then measure how many inches up the blade it comes, we can tell how long it's going to last. Here we go.
Mr. Lamb, wouldn't it be better if you opened the tea caddy lid first?
Yes, I see your point, Mildred. Still, now we can use it as a money box.
Now, look, Mr. Lamb, just tip the whole lot out on this memo and then spoon it all back into the caddy and count how many.
Good idea. There we are. Now, let's see.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Don't count that one, Mildred.
Why not, Mr. Lamb?
That was tobacco.
Okay, then. 4, 5, 6. Seven,
good morning, number two. Good morning, Mildred.
Morning, number one.
10. 11.
Where does Mildred think she is? At Cape Kennedy?
12.
12? Only 12 spoonsful? But according to my survival formula, we need 320. Number one, do you realize what this means? And all we have
two,
is 12.
What on earth is the matter?
I
number two.
Can feel it creeping on now. The drying of the throat. The tongue beginning to swell.
Number two, what a ridiculous exhibition. Number two,
what a
please.
Horrible way to die. Number one, there are 8 days before our next tea issue when we have only enough for 2.
Oh, carrying on like this over nothing. Only enough tea for 2 more days?
Yes.
We must face this together, number two. We must be brave. We must go with dignity.
Mr. Lennox Brown, can I help?
No, Mildred. Just tell the rest of the staff the Red Shadow was thinking of them right up until the end. Oh, I can feel myself getting weaker, number two.
Hold on to me, number one.
Thank you, Abdul. I knew I could count on you. Now, we must try and make it to our desks.
Yes. Yeah.
Easy now, Abdul.
Yes.
Easy.
Oh, all this sand as far as the eye can see. Oh. And this blistering sun beating down. Oh. I don't want to die.
Neither do I.
I don't want to die.
Business as usual, I see. What's happening here?
Mr. Lennox Brown's the Red Shadow. Steps
to what's Lamb, the Pink Panther? Seems a lot of fast to make a cup of tea, isn't it? You better make me some, Miss Mervyn. Go on.
Yes, right here, Sir Gregory.
Now, Lennox Brown, pay attention, man. This is Lawrence of Arabia speaking.
Oh, hello, Sir Lawrence. I mean, Sir Gregory. Oh, no, nice not to have you on the phone. I'm not nice to have you here instead.
Now, what's all this tomfoolery, eh?
Well, I was just living my part, you see. I'm in the lead, you know, in the Civil Service Operatic Society's next production, The Desert Song.
I never heard you sing, Lennox Brown.
Sing, Sir Gregory? Oh, I've been singing ever since I was a little quaver. Hang on, I've been a wandering minstrel. Wrong opera. Actually, I'm always better after a cup of tea, you know.
What about you, Lamb? Are you in this thing, too?
Well, I auditioned for it, but I haven't...
I meant to tell you about that, number two. I heard last night they're giving you a leading part, too.
Oh, I say, are they really?
Yes, you're leading my camel.
Well, actually, this all works in very well with the job I've got for you. What do you know about shakes?
Oh, I can't quite remember, Sir Gregory. I haven't had them since New Year's morning.
Not those kind of shakes, you fool. Shakes from the Middle East.
Oh, those. Yes, we felt them here in the office. Was there much damage, Sir Gregory?
Shakes, you mutt-head. Shakes, S-H-E-I-K-S. Arab shakes. What do you know about them?
Well, I understand that they have a swimming pool that's about 100 miles long.
That is the Suez Canal, that's right. Now, listen, a sheikh from Saudi Arabia will arrive at London Airport at 3:30 the day after tomorrow. You have to meet him.
Oh, yes, of course, Sir Gregory.
Lennox Brown, what is the day after tomorrow?
Let's see now. Well, there's racing at Sandown tomorrow, which means that tomorrow is Thursday, and there's a meeting at Epsom on Saturday, so let's see. That's Sandown plus one and Epsom minus one. Friday, Sir Gregory, yes.
Congratulations, Lennox Brown.
Thank you very much, Sir Gregory.
Now, you must take care, good care, of the Sheikh chap. He's a very influential man in the Middle East. He's in oil, you know.
What's his name? Shardeen?
We're hoping to sell him a new pipeline installation, good for the export drive and all that.
Yes, of course, we understand, Sir Gregory.
Now, whatever he wants, organize it for him. We need this pipeline order. There must be no slip-up.
Of course, you can leave it oil to us, Sir Gregory.
It's very funny, you know.
What's that, Sir Gregory?
I didn't know the Desert Song was written for a couple of crosstalk comedians.
Oh, I say, number one, isn't this exciting? Meeting a real live sheikh. Do you think he'll have all his wives with him?
Oh, I shouldn't think so. Look, when you travel by air, you can't take all your baggage, you know.
Ah, the Mystic East. I once wrote a play about Arabia.
Did you really, number two? What was it called?
Up Your Pipeline. By the way, number one, did you bring me a script of the Desert Song?
Script? No, actually, you won't really need a script.
Oh, isn't it a speaking part?
Oh, yes. You have to talk sort of, camel language.
Really? But I don't know camel language.
Oh, nothing to it, my dear chap. Look, repeat after me. Chamillah, bishmillah, ay, ay, ay. Chamillah, bishmillah, ay, ay, ay. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. You're bound to get results.
I say, did somebody call me?
No, dear, not just now.
Oh, how terribly disappointing.
Caller, you're a sensation. That's the girl from the typing pool. She's the only one down there who can go for a week without a drink. Now, look, keep your eyes up on number two. We mustn't miss the shake character.
Look. I think I can see him, number one. Up there, sitting cross-legged in the middle of the booking hall floor.
Nothing unusual about that. All the demonstrators do it. What makes you think he's an Arab sheikh?
Well, he's wearing a white sheet over his head and baggy pants.
It's a funny place to be wearing baggy pants, isn't it?
Where?
In the airport building.
Yeah. And he's blowing down a long tube connected to a jar of pink water.
Water? That can't be a demonstration. Let's go over and find out, shall we?
I beg your pardon.
Not at all. It can happen to anyone.
I see. We were wondering if you were a...
Sheikh?
How do you do? Excuse my glove.
You two so funny English comedians. In Saudi Arabia, I was brought up in India, you understand. I listen all the time on the radio to the humor of your people.
Oh, really? And what funny program do you like the most?
The program where the man says every so often, it is now 9 o'clock Greenwich. Meantime, here is the news.
Yes, but that's a very old joke.
I know, but I have a very old radio.
I see. My name is Lamb.
And your name is...
Hush, hush.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's a funny name.
Number two, we've got competition here. Look, actually, my name is Lennox Brown, and we are from Whitehall.
Yes, and the idea is this, Mr. Hashish.
Hush, hush. Sheikh, Hush, hush.
The idea, Sheikh Hush Hush, is that we're at your disposal, and whilst you're in England, we'll assist you in every possible way.
With a few exceptions.
With a few exceptions. Quite right. We're not allowed to give our luncheon vouchers away to anyone.
And the visit of my purpose to your country is to looking around within my view to equip myself with a new pipe.
Nice. Yes, but you realize, of course, that you have to be in the country at least 4 weeks before you can join the National Health?
No, you are understanding me. I'm referring to my oil pipe, not my windpipe.
Well, I'm pleased about that.
No, Sheikh Hush Hush, is there anything special that you would like to do during your stay in England?
Yes, many things. But first I would like to tell you that I'm very interested to meet as many camels as I can. That I'm most anxious to do.
Camels?
You are so very quick with the catching on. Yes, camels.
But don't you find lots of camels in Saudi Arabia?
Not so many. They are very scarce. We had one camel helping us to lay one of my old pipelines, and he married my number 14 wife's niece.
Your wife's niece married a camel?
Oh, yes. A very fine marriage. My 14 wife's niece is so pleased with her camel that she asked me if I would give my regards and entertain all the other camels living in your country, who, I understand, are all originally one family.
I see. And how were you planning to entertain this family of camels?
Well, your Prime Minister has invited me to a lunch at your House of Commons, and he has specially requested that I bring along many friends. So I am thinking that this would be an extremely good way of honoring my wife's relations, the camels.
And I'm sure you're right.
So, I should be most extremely pleased if you could invite as many camels as you can to this fine luncheon party.
Number one, what are we going to do? We can't find a whole family of camels. It's impossible. They don't grow here.
All right, relax, number two. At least we've got Sheikh Hush Hush safely installed in his hotel.
Yes, you're right, on three floors. One for himself, one for his retinue, and one for any camels that might want to stay with him. He's sand happy, number one.
Sand happy? Look, how can you say that about a visiting dignitary? Look, what you mean is he's balmy. Look, anyway... Sir Gregory said we had to get him anything he wanted.
Yes, but a family of camels.
Nothing to it. Look, we have to go to the zoo, don't we, to pick up a camel for the desert song. Who knows what we'll find there.
Umbert.
Yes, Lord?
If you throw any more of them prunes into that laughing jackass's cage, he won't be laughing so much tomorrow.
But he likes prunes, Lol.
So do you. And you haven't laughed for years.
I haven't got much to laugh at, Lol.
No, I forgot your shaving mirror was broken, wasn't it, Lynch?
Yes. By the way, Lol, aren't them government actors calling today to borrow Horace for the desk song show?
That's right. Yes, they are, Humbert. Oh, he's a nice old camel, is Horace. He has such playful ways. He gives you little nips on the sly.
He gives you little nips on other places, too, if you don't watch out.
Here, who's these two fancy pants coming down the road?
I don't know. They look like bill collectors to me.
Hello, good afternoon, sir and madam. We are looking for the head keeper.
Oh, that's me, mate.
Amazing. Look, we have come to collect the camel you were going to lend us for our Civil Service Operatic Society show. It's our dress rehearsal tonight, you know.
Oh, yes, that's right. Hang on, I'll call him. Horace! He's having a go at the back garden hedge. It was getting a bit long, it was. Horace! Oh, here he comes. Nice old camel, is he?
Yes, and he's a prolific camel, too, is Horace.
Yes.
Pity. We were hoping he'd be a dromedary.
Lots of offspring, as Horace. Can't move for camels in the zoo.
Very fortunate. Look, how many surplus camels have you got? Because we'd like to borrow them as well.
Oh, well, now, let's see. There's 18 bunking in with the zebras. There's another 4 in with giraffes. And there's half a dozen taking a chance with the rattlesnakes.
I see. Well, look, if you could arrange for them all to be outside the Houses of Parliament at 12:30 tomorrow, we would be very grateful.
Outside the Houses of Commons? Well, all right, then, if that's what you want. But come on, Lord, we'd better start rounding them up.
And now we'll be on our merry way with Horace here. Just give me a leg up, would you, number two?
All right. All right, number one.
That's the camel's leg you're lifting, number two.
Wondered why you'd change your socks.
all right, let's try again. All right, right, right. I need to go higher, number two.
Why?
I'm only up to Horace's high water mark.
Well, use your umbrella. Hook it round his hub.
No good, number two. No good, no good. Put me down. Now, let's try it the way Omar Sharif did it. All right, kneel.
But I'm only 5'7" as it is.
The camel, you fool!
Oh. I see. Well, you're not getting anywhere. Let me try it. I'm the camel driver after all. Camilla, bismillah, ay, ay, ay!
After him, number two! Quick, after him!
And here is the news read by Mortimer Thrip. A gigantic traffic snarl occurred today on a camel, crewed by two men sitting back to back, was seen going sideways down a one-way street in the city. It is believed that the two men were Arabs seeking political asylum in this country. Reliable political sources, however, believe that the two men were seeking any other asylum.
General Assistant Department, Lennox Brown speaking.
Is everything laid off the Prime Minister's lunch with Sheikh Slapdash, that fellow at the House of Commons?
Yes, Sir Gregory. Everything's organized, yes.
Did you manage to get hold of those friends of his?
Yes, Sir Gregory.
Good work, Lance Brown. I hope he approves of everything.
Well, if he doesn't like it, he can hump it.
What was that, Lance Brown?
I told the chef to lay on some junket.
Good man. By the way, how did the dress rehearsal go last night?
Not so bad, Sir Gregory, although we did have a spot of trouble here and there.
What sort of trouble?
My number two got carried away during the dance of the Seven Veils.
Really?
Yes, he didn't know the girl's husband was in the wings.
I'm sorry, I couldn't be at the show this year. I usually play with Miss Bentwater, you know.
Yes, we know you do, Sir Gregory.
I think we were always at our best in the third act. We can't live on pleasures, can we? Just to make sure everything's in order for the luncheon party.
Oh, good afternoon, gentlemen. It is so good of you to come round to inquire as to my welfare.
That's all right, Sheikh. Hush, hush, any time.
How many comers are coming to this most special luncheon?
28.
28? It is most glad I am that you've been able to get so many camels to honor me with their presence.
Yes, and they'll be here any minute now.
Oh, this is most exciting, I'm very sure. I'm hoping that they will sing one of their traditional songs for me.
You hope that the camels will sing?
Oh, yes. I remember well the camel my 14th wife's niece was married to. He was always singing when he was helping with that pipeline, you know.
And what did this camel sing, Sheikh? Hush,
hush. Oh, a very jolly song. It was like, well, now, I must get in tune, you know. The camels are coming, hurrah, hurrah. The camels are coming, hurrah, hurrah.
Those camels, I think I can feel an attack of the Nadgers coming on number one.
Oh, no.
Very much jolly song, I am thinking. I was always liking to hear that song.
When you said the camels are coming, you really meant the Campbells are coming, you know, the Campbells.
That's right, camels. Very nice man, Mr. Camel.
Tell me, was he a jock Campbell?
That's very right. Yes, Jock Campbell, yes.
Number one, I've just remembered an appointment. I'm due there at about now.
Where are you due about now, number two?
I don't know, but I'm sure it's not here.
And I think I'm supposed to be showing you the way, number two. If you'll excuse me, we will be off.
Yes,
thank you very much indeed.
Do bye-bye. Give kind regards to your friends.
And here are some later news read by Mortimer Thrip. There were amazing scenes in London today when a train was seen crossing Westminster Bridge in the direction of the Houses of Parliament. It was a camel train formed of 28 camels. Each had a knife and fork strapped to its hump. And a serviette tied round its neck. It is believed that there's some form of protest march. But a spokesman for Protest Marches International stated that he could not think what the camels were marching about. However, if they did not have a protest, he would soon find them one.
Switch! Switch that thing off, number two.
Why, number one?
Because if we don't, we won't be able to hear the telephone ring. It's for you, number two.
How do you know?
I'm psychic.
Hello?
Piccadilly. Oh, hello, Sir Gregory. How nice to hear from you. So unexpected, too.
Hello.
Yes, Sir Gregory?
You know that pipeline we still have in stock? The one we were going to sell, Shake Dodge Arch?
Yes, Sir Gregory?
We've decided to lay it in this country.
Oh, really, Sir Gregory?
Yes, lad, between London and Scotland.
London and Scotland?
Yes, London and Ballymarket, to be exact. And guess who's going up the pipe before the oil? Any comment, lamb?
Well, actually, Sir Gregory, I'm rather looking forward to it.
Looking forward to it?
Yes. It'll be such a nice change from going up the creek.
Along as the men from the ministry tonight were John Simpson and Roger Service. The last straw was on the camel's back. We're mooring today. Tommy Reed, Tom Muir, and Pat Simpson.
The Men from the Ministry was written by Tom Meehan, who also produced the show in the Durban studios of Springbok Radio Productions.